Hey there, productivity warriors. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the chaos and making every day epic. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly playing catch-up, juggling a million things, and barely scraping by? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This whole hustle culture thing can be exhausting. It preaches pushing harder, longer, faster, but what about the fuel that keeps us going? What about taking care of ourselves, so we actually have the energy and focus to get things done? That's what we're diving into today, the incredible power of self-care and boosting your productivity. Sounds kinda counterintuitive, right? Like self-care is for lazy Sundays, not for slaying your to-do list. But trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so those are awesome. This is about strategic self-investment, charging up your inner battery so you can operate at peak performance. Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. Number 1. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put diesel in a gasoline car, right? It just won't run. Your body and mind are complex machines, they need the right fuel to function optimally. When you neglect self-care, you're essentially running on empty, leading to burnout, stress, and a major productivity crash. Number 2. Self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend might be a total snoozeifist for you. It's about discovering what recharges you. Maybe it's taking a brisk walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or diving into a good book. Explore different activities and see what leaves you feeling energized, focused, and ready to conquer the day. Number 3. Even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Think about those moments throughout the day where you can sneak in a little recharge. A 5-minute meditation break, a quick stretch session, or even just taking a few deep breaths can shift your energy and improve your focus. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Number 4. Make self-care non-negotiable. Don't wait until you're completely burned out to prioritize your well-being. Schedule it into your day like any other important appointment. Protect that time fiercely and don't let anyone guilt you out of taking care of yourself. You deserve it. And lastly, number 5. Celebrate the wins. When you make self-care a priority, notice the positive impact it has on your productivity, your mood, and your overall well-being. Recognize those moments of success and keep building momentum. Remember, self-care isn't just about feeling good, it's about unlocking your full potential. Now, let me tell you a story that really hammers this point home. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up at work, one that could make or break your career. You're stressed out, pulling all-nighters, and feeling the pressure mounting. You're running on fumes, barely functioning, let alone focusing on crafting a killer presentation. What happens? Yep, you guess it, your brain fries, your creativity disappears, and you stumble through the presentation like a deer in headlights. You could have nailed it, but the lack of self-care sabotaged your success. Now imagine this. You decide to prioritize self-care leading up to that big day. You take walks, listen to calming music, get enough sleep, and eat nutritious meals. Your mind is clear, your energy is high, and you feel confident and prepared. Then, you rock the presentation, blow everyone away with your insights, and land that promotion. See what I mean? Self-care isn't just about feeling good, it's a strategic investment in your success. So, remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It fuels your productivity, sharpens your focus, and helps you unlock your full potential. Don't wait until you're burnt out to start taking care of yourself. Start now. Make it a priority. And watch your success soar. I'm Dylan Brooks, and I'll be back tomorrow with more tips on how to conquer the chaos and create a life that's both productive and fulfilling. Until then, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.